morning. This is Agashpani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. The government has asked the citizens to avoid fake calls wherein callers threaten to disconnect their mobile numbers or their mobile numbers are being misused in some illegal activities. Department of Telecommunications issued an advisory urging citizens not to take such fake calls. The department also issued advisory about WhatsApp calls from foreign origin mobile numbers, impersonating government officials and duping the people. It said DOT or TRAI does not authorize anyone to make such call on its behalf and has advised people to stay vigilant and report such fraud communications at Chakshu, report suspected fraud communications facility of Sanchar Sati portal www.sancharsati.gov.in/sfc. The department also advised citizens to respect such incidents at Cyber Crime Helpline number 1930 or www.cybercrime.gov.in in case a person is already a victim of cybercrime or financial fraud. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar urged citizens to prioritize the nation's interest above all. Addressing the gathering at the release of Dr. Suparsh Kaishap's commentary on the Bhagavad Gita at Parliament House yesterday, Dhankar emphasized that Gita illuminates the path of spirituality, religiosity and commitment towards duty. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, yesterday submitted before the Delhi High Court that the Aam Aadmi Party will be made an accused in the alleged liquor policy scam. The Central Investigative Agency said this during the proceedings related to a bail plea by the former Deputy Chief Minister and AAP leader Manish Sisodia concerning the excise policy case. The ED further informed Justice Swarana Ganda Sharma, who is presiding over the proceedings, that a supplementary charge sheet would be submitted soon in the case. Meanwhile, the Rose Avenue Court in Delhi extended the judicial custody of PRS leader K. Kavita till the 20th of this month in connection with the case. Brasa Bharati Chairman Navneet Sehgal yesterday stressed on the need to make Akashvani a more effective, flexible and viable organisation. He also talked about reaching out to more listeners through the digital medium. Sehgal said this while interacting with Akashvani officials of the News Services Division, Programming and Engineering Sections during his visit to the organization's headquarters in New Delhi. The centre has extended the ban imposed on the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam, LTTE, for 5 more years. The Ministry of Home Affairs, in its notification, said the central government has taken the decision as LTTE continues to pose a threat to the sovereignty and territorial integrity of India. The government had declared the LTTE an unlawful association in May 2019 and banned it for 5 years. The 77th Gaines Film Festival began yesterday in France. The world's most popular film festival unfurled with a French comedy, The Second Act, made by well-known director and musician Quentin Dupieux. 22 films will be competing for the Palme d'Or this time, while renowned actress Marilyn Streep will be recognized with an honorary Palme d'Or. India is hosting a Bharat Barv for the first time in the 12-day event. The Bharat Pavilion at Cairns will serve as a platform for the Indian film community to engage in various activities. The official poster and trailer of the 55th International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2024, will also be unveiled at the Bharat Barv. This year's IFFI will be held in Goa from the 20th to 28th of November. The India Skills Competition 2024, the country's biggest skill competition designed to demonstrate the highest standards of skilling, is all set to commence today. Organized by the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, the competition will see the participation of over 900 students from more than 30 states and union territories and over 400 industry experts. The four-day-long India Skills will allow participants to showcase their diverse skills and talents on a national platform across 61 skills, from traditional crafts to cutting-edge technologies. While 47 skills competitions will be held on-site, 14 will be held off-site in Karnataka, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh and Gujarat, keeping in mind the availability of best infrastructure. The students will also participate in 9 exhibition skills such as drone film making, textile weaving, leather shoe making and prosthetics makeup. About 2.5 lakh candidates registered for the competition on the Skill India Digital Hub portal, out of which 26,000 were shortlisted through a process of pre-screening. This data was shared with the states for organizing the state and district level competition, out of which over 900 students were further shortlisted for the India Skills National Competition. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.